once you made this wonderful shift towards getting help, how's it going?
I go about once a week for about an hour. And we touch on everything from military experience to some medical issues that I have to just everyday life. Like, she talks about everything, not just hone in on that one particular day.
Well, that's a very interesting thing, because I think that even with PTSD, and we recently did a podcast about MST, but I think life is always all of the above. And the war does very powerful things to human beings, but they're still bigger than their war experience, and we're learning that from people.
Alicia, what kinds of things does your therapist have you do to actually work with the symptoms of PTSD?
The biggest thing that's helped me is the grounding technique. And what that is you focus on something or how you're feeling or what is actually going on or something that keeps your mind working so that whatever is affecting you doesn't affect you as much. Like, standing right directly behind me, especially people I don't know, makes me very uncomfortable. So in my mind, I think of why I'm where I'm at. I'm at the grocery store to buy groceries, and I need these groceries because I have to feed myself and my boyfriend. And it just, it helps because my mind is distracted, so I don't hit that red line level, and I don't freak out.
And what is the connection to those fears to the incident that caused the PTSD, just so people understand the cause and relationship?
Well, the PTSD isn't just, for me, it's not just one incident. It's a collaboration of everything that happened that entire year. That one incident isn't the only thing that happened to us. So always being alert is just something you did for 365 days. There was no stopping it. You had to be ready for anything.
So you're talking about basically hypervigilance about the parameter around you, that danger could be anywhere.
Right.
What Alicia's working on with her grounding, does that have any resonance for you in terms of dealing with the pain that you're experiencing from PTSD now?
Like when she says when people are behind her, things like that.
And how she trains her mind to think about other things, those grounding techniques. Have you ever tried that?
Yes, I have to.
What are the things that trigger you now?
If I know a noise is about to happen, it doesn't bother me. But if there's something that just makes a popping sound or a booming sound, I mean, it throws me off. If somebody sneaks up behind me and, you know, tries to scare me, I go off. If I walk around a corner and somebody's standing there, it scares the crap out of me. I don't like being surprised. Like, I don't like somebody just coming up behind me and touching me. I will not go to a crowded place. If Walmart is crowded, I will not go in Walmart. The mall, the same way. Go out around different hours to where I know nobody's, a lot of people are not going to be there.